Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 68 degrees right now.
That is the expected high for the day. We are dry now, but maybe a scattered shower or thunderstorm later on as well.
A Glen Beulah man was killed. A Kiel area woman seriously injured in separate motorcycle accidents over the weekend. Tough weekend on the roads around Wisconsin the first weekend of summer, but authorities said 36-year-old Todd Hughes of Glen Beulah died Saturday after his cycle struck a deer on I-90-94 near Wisconsin Dells. Meanwhile, yesterday in Sheboygan County, 21-year-old Andrea Meyer of the Kiel area was riding with a group of cyclists on County Z west of Plymouth when she lost control of her cycle on a curve. It went into the ditch where Meyer was ejected and slid 150 feet through the brush. She was flown from the scene to Theda Clark in Neenah, where a spokesperson said that she is listed in serious condition. She was wearing a helmet.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused this morning to consider letting Wisconsin enforce its latest abortion restriction while it's being challenged in lower courts. It was almost a year ago when Governor Scott Walker signed a law requiring abortion doctors to have local hospital admitting privileges in case something goes wrong at the abortion clinics. It never took effect because Planned Parenthood and Affiliated Medical Services filed a lawsuit within hours saying the law would restrict access to abortions because of the difficulties abortion doctors often have in getting hospital privileges. Federal Judge William Conley put the law on hold for now, and a federal appeals court upheld the move.
A Milwaukee woman who's currently in the women's prison in Tichita for retail theft in several counties will be doing some additional time for a Sheboygan incident. 43-year-old Latrice Woods was arrested nearly a year ago for stealing four iPads, a mini pad, and a flat-screen TV from the Northside Walmart. She's also facing similar charges in Waukesha, Lincoln, and Washington counties. Woods was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court to 2 years in prison to be served after her current term is up, meaning she'll be in prison until early 2018. She was also ordered to pay $5,400 in restitution to Walmart.
In national news, Secretary of State John Kerry is promising Iraq that it will get intense and sustained assistance from the United States as it fights a major insurgency.
The support will be intense, sustained, and if Iraq's leaders take the necessary steps to bring the country together, it will be effective.
Kerry spoke today from Baghdad, where he has had talks with Iraq's prime minister. Kerry stressed that a fight for Iraq's existence is underway, and Iraqi leaders must unite and take a stand against the threat. Meanwhile, about half of Americans would rather not see the U.S. get involved with fighting the major insurgency in Iraq. That's according to a new CBS News New York Times poll. Only 42% believe this country should do something about the chaos in Iraq.
The new owners of the Milwaukee Bucks will look at three or four proposals this week for a new downtown arena. That's what co-owner Mark Lasry told those attending a breakfast this morning put on by the Milwaukee Rotary and Press Clubs. Lasry figures it's going to cost $350 to $400 million to build a new indoor entertainment facility to replace the BMO Harris Bradley Center. He also said there'd have to be some kind of public support, even though 63% in a recent UW-Milwaukee poll said they oppose any state tax dollars being used toward the project. Lasry said he and co-owner Wesley Edens plan to take their vision to local leaders within the next couple of months.
Wausau police have told the owner of a pit bull to either euthanize it or move it out of the city. Officials said the pit bull attacked a person and killed her chihuahua while they were walking last Thursday near downtown Wausau. The victim said that the animal came running out of a house, grabbed her arm, and threw her to the ground while she tried saving her own pet. She suffered numerous cuts, bruises, bites, and punctures. Wausau Police Chief Jeff Hartle called it one of the worst pet attacks he's ever seen. Police reports did not turn up any other incidents involving the pit bull.
Well, the housing market in Sheboygan County continues to have a rough 2014. Wisconsin Realtors Association says home sales in the county in May were down 14 units compared to last year, a nearly 10% decline. Median home prices also down $2,000 from prices last year, a 1.5% decline. So far this calendar year, Sheboygan County has seen home sales and median prices down over 5% when compared to this time in 2013. For the entire state, so far this year, home sales are down about 8%, prices up 3.6%. One WRA member believes changes to federal lending restrictions may be a cause for the decline in home sales in addition to the recent harsh winter.
A new state law appears to prevent Wisconsin storm victims from being victimized a second time by unscrupulous fly-by-night repair contractors. The Wisconsin State Journal said the law was passed with the goal of protecting insurance companies, but Sandy Chalmers of the state's Consumer Protection Division says there are benefits for homeowners as well. The bill is aimed at so-called storm chasers, workers who descend on storm-damaged areas, promise quality repairs covered by insurance, and then leaving with their money even before they promise to begin their work. Under the new law, contractors cannot promise to pay any part of a homeowner's deductible and cannot negotiate with an insurer or homeowner's behalf, and customers can cancel their contract within 3 business days of learning that an insurer has denied all or part of the payments for the work.
Well, that steak you're planning to grill this summer is going to set you back more this year thanks to a beef shortage. Casey Langan, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says they've seen this trend coming for a couple of years, rising prices directly related to Mother Nature. Langan says a twist on the situation is with prices rising, there's very little incentive to keep the current stock around.
The lowest cattle numbers in the U.S. in 60 years, they say.
That's what they say. Drought conditions, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
How about the forecast? No drought here.
No. Still a chance of showers or thunderstorms, though very small. Mostly cloudy, otherwise high near 68. 60 for a low tonight, and then more showers possible tomorrow. High near 80.
It is 12:06.